Father, as always, I thank you for the entrance of your word. Now, Lord, today we want you, Lord, to do something new. And let the light of your word shine in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord, he promised to do something new. And this is you know, I've touched on this subject before at one of our church services a few months ago, but you know, it's something that we need to revisit from time to time, lest we get complacent. Lest we get complacent. The Lord always promised to do something new. He's in the business of doing that. And people should not think that the Lord has stopped working. He's always working. He's always doing great things. Isaiah 42 and verse 9 is where we are going to start today. And we are going to pray at the end of this. And I believe God's going to bless your hearts. So behold, the former things have come to pass. Isaiah 42 and verse 9. And new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. You know, God can even give you a new song. You know, something that you never heard before. As it says in verse 10, sing unto the Lord a new song. Now, the Lord, he's in the business of doing new things. But we've got to engage him at that level. Isaiah 43 and verse 18, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Now, from verse 19, from 18, it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Now, that's a little bit strange. Sometimes he tells us to cast our minds back. Sometimes he tells us to move on. In this case, he's saying, look, yeah, I've done those things before, but now, you know, I'm going to do new thing, and it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? He talks about even I will even make a way in the wilderness. Well, whatever that means for you, and rivers in the desert, whatever that means for you. But, you know, all the way throughout the Bible, God is always showing himself in doing something new. Even fast forward, all the way to the book of Revelation chapter 21. And the first five verses is all about God making all things new all over again. He's always in the business of doing new things. And he can do that for us if we strongly desire it. And we may be desiring it today, and in a few weeks that passion may have left us and then we settle in. But we need to come back and come back and come back and ask God for new things. A new heaven and a new earth, he said. And he even talked about new Jerusalem. I mean, it's always something new that he wants to do. You know, there was a man in the scriptures that wasn't satisfied with the status quo. That's the way I called it. He heard of all the miracles and things, you know, that, you know, they told them that God did. But it was like, well, you know, and this man's name is Gideon. In the book of Judges, in chapter 6, we see a visitation and an encounter of sorts that this man had. Of course, the Midianites, you know, had been troubling them. I'm not going to get into that story today. But, you know, the they even had to thresh their flaws in hiding, because if you thresh it, they'll come in and grab it for you. And you just wasted all your effort. The enemy will come in, take their corn, take everything and all of that. Now, verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak This is Judges 6 and verse 11, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. So they were being oppressed. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon said, I mean, well, that's an incredible salutation. The angel of the Lord come to you and call you a mighty man of valor. Wow. Now, Gideon was not the one saying that he was a mighty man of valor. It was the angel of the Lord telling him that. He addressed him as such. And Gideon said, "Well, oh my Lord," because he said, "The Lord is with thee." Well, he said, well, he challenged that. "If the Lord be with us, why is all this befalling us? I mean, why are we under oppression of the Midianites? If the Lord be with us," and that's a question that you should ask today. What is your own affliction or hindrance to achieving the happiness, the joy, the health, the promotion, you know, the advancement and all of that that you want? What is it? And why is all these things befalling us, he said? And where be all those miracles which our fathers have told us, saying, "Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? Did not the Lord do all of these things? Did he not smite the land of Egypt with all kinds of plagues? Did he not show his mighty hand? Did he not even dry up the Red Sea and heap up waters on either side that our fathers passed through?" And all these things they told us. You know, if the Lord be with us, where be all those miracles then that we have heard? We're not seeing those miracles now, you know, and so forth. So he challenged that. But now he said, "The Lord has forsaken us," you know, and these Midianites, they are oppressing us. "The Lord has delivered us into the hands of these Midianites." Well, something was stirred up in this man, and the angel of the Lord recognized it. And the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might." I love that fire that is inside of you, the Lord told him. I like that fire. Hallelujah. You know, but the fire was because he was not satisfied with the status quo. He wasn't satisfied with his condition. He wasn't satisfied with his situation. He wasn't satisfied with only hearing of great things that the Lord had done in the past. He wasn't satisfied with it. Well, if the Lord has done those things in the past, what about now? What is God doing now? What is the new thing that God's doing for us today? So he challenged God. And God said, "Look, I love that fire in you. And you're going to go in that fire." See, God is always looking for something that we can show him. Show the Lord some faith. Show the Lord some fire. Show the Lord, you know, the Lord said, "Look, what's in your hand? Show me something. And I can walk with that." You know, there was a fire in this man that the Lord could walk with. And the Lord said, "Yeah, I love it. That passion, that fire, that energy that you have, I am going to enhance it and challenge it. I mean, channel it, and you will become, you know, something even greater." Remember, the Lord already saw him as a mighty man of valor. And so the Lord began to even strengthen him the more to do greater things. But it all started out because he was not satisfied with the status quo. Now, we need God to show us something new in our lives daily. And even if we forget and several days go by, maybe some weeks, maybe some month, then we need to come back, such as this morning, and say, "Lord, show me something new." And I'm going to tell us some things today. The Lord even told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. The Lord said, "Call unto me, and I'm going to show you something new." Hallelujah. Something new, which you don't know. Great and mighty things, which you have not even known. I'm going to show them to you, but you got to call unto me. You got to want it. You got to be passionate about seeking God for it. Now, if we go through life or some days or weeks or whatever without really having a passion for something new, that's fine. God's good with that. But God's always doing something new. May not be in your life, maybe it's in the life of somebody else. So why not you? You know, God's always dishing out something new. But why not you? You know, we think that the Lord has stopped working. No, he's never stopped working. As a matter of fact, this story, which I've referred to multiple times in the book of John, and Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath day, and they started to challenge him, you know, that why you do these things. And here is what Jesus answered them in John chapter 5 and verse 17. My Father walketh hitherto, and I work. That means up until now, my Father is still doing something. He never stopped, so neither do I stop. God didn't care that it was Sabbath day. God's always doing something new. And if we can engage him and become a channel or a vessel, then we can experience something new. And even situations around us can experience something new. Many people in the Bible experienced something new, even after they had experienced something tremendous. Moses was such a man. All the miracles that he experienced, you know, and yet he wanted something new. He said to God, show me thy glory, Lord. And I often wondered, I mean, this man, he saw the burning bush, right? In Exodus chapter 3 in Mount Horeb, he saw the burning bush. And then the Lord sent him forth, and then he went out, and he, incredible miracles that the Lord did by his hand in Egypt. And he did all these things, even the parting of the Red Sea, which nobody had ever done. And, you know, I mean, he had seen manna falling from heaven. He had seen, you know, all kinds of things. And yet, in Exodus 33, he's saying here in verse 18, I beseech you, Lord, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Show me thy glory, Lord. He wanted something new. Are you telling me that all those things were not glory? The parting of the Red Sea, calling out of miracle after miracle, and the signs and wonders, over 10 things that he called forth and did in the land of Egypt. Even some of them were creative miracles, calling lies, frogs, you know, locusts, all these things, turning water into blood and smiting the land with all kinds of plagues, and God doing these tremendous things. And yet, show me thy glory, Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, likewise, Paul, after many years of incredible things, Bible even say how that, you know, by the hands of Paul, you know, God wrought many miracles, that even handkerchiefs were taken from his body, healed the sick, and did all these things and so forth. Yet at the end, he said, Lord, you know, that I may know you, I want something more. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. You can read all his desires in Philippians chapter 3. He began to cry out to God, I want more. I'm not going to count myself as having arrived. I want more from the Lord. And I keep pressing on. If by any means, you know, I can get to that mark of the high calling of Christ. Everything that I already thought I had, I'm going to count them for dung. And I'm going to keep pressing on. I want something new. Glory to God, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. all things that I've already experienced, yet I want something new. Hallelujah. You know, great things that he had done. You know, he said, look, circumcise the 8 days, stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, and all these things, righteousness, he had it. But he said, what things were gained to me? Philippians 3 and verse 7. Those I counted loss for Christ, so that I may gain the excellency of his knowledge. I want something new, he said. Glory to God. And you know, some of the people that wanted something new, they got it. You know, we talk about trailblazers, somebody like Enoch, he wanted something new, you know, and Adam said, well, sorry, it's all closed up. What be those cherubims and the flaming sword that we see by the way of the garden? They would ask. And Adam would tell them those things and say, well, you know, can we go in there? And say, no, you cannot. Because God said we would die. And we are all waiting to die. But somehow, Enoch wanted something new. Something new. And he did actually experience something new. What about Elijah? You know, Elijah was also another man that was translated. And even before that translation, most of the people around him, he actually knew. The school of prophets, everybody. This man was used to physical transportation, bodily transportation from time to time. But that wasn't enough. This time around, the chariots of fire are coming for him. Glory to God. You know, we got to experience new things in our lives from time to time. The disciples, I mean, they had been with Jesus. They had gone out. They had cast out devils. They had done all. They even came to Jesus in Luke 10 and said, look, all the devils who are subject to us, they cried out. We called them out and so forth. Jesus said, well, that's wonderful. You know, but rejoice more in the fact that your names are written in the book of life. And they did all these great things. Yet, Jesus said, tarry ye and wait for something new. Glory to God. Something new came upon them on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Philip also experienced bodily transportation. It was something new. It was a new experience. He obeyed God in the midst of great revival in Samaria. The Holy Spirit told him, get out of there and go into the desert. And he did. And after obeying God like that, the Spirit of the Lord caught him away, bodily transportation. He experienced something new. In the book of Acts chapter 12, I'm even talking about experiences that people have experienced both individually and corporately. In the book of Acts chapter 12, Herod got a hold of James and killed him. And because he thought that he pleased the people, he got a hold of Peter as well. Put him into prison, supposing to bring him up after a few days and kill him. Like everybody, like he, you know, killed James. The killing of James took the church by surprise. But when Peter was in the prison, the church said, we want something new. Hallelujah. We want something new. That's not going to happen again. And they began to pray. Hallelujah. They said, not on our watch, not again. Hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord, something new, came to break Peter out of prison. Now that was something new. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now many times, Jesus himself, he experienced new things from the Father. He said, well, the Father showed me and I do. He said, now what are you going to do if you marvel at this one thing that I've done? Well, the Father will show me even greater. And I will do that. Then what are you guys going to do? And Jesus did all these incredible things. You know, walk on the water. Take 5 loaves and 2 fishes, you know. And bless and feed thousands, open the eyes of the blind, you know, raise the dead, even dead after 4 days, in the case of Lazarus, do all these things. Yet he himself needed something new. Hallelujah. Put this body in the grave and I will come out of there in 3 days. That was something new. He needed to come out of there and he experienced something new. But more importantly, by his death upon the cross, bringing redemption to the whole world. Now that was something new in his life. You know, that was more than all the miracles and all the walking on the sea and all the bread and everything. That was more than it. He experienced something new. And he went down into that, you know, hell place with all those demons and stuff. Whooped the devil, whooped him from pillar to post, got the keys of hell and death, came out of there. Hallelujah. And got the victory. Something new. Now, we must experience something new on a daily basis. Now, if you are listening to this, not just the people in the room now, those that may listen later on, you can experience even God's forgiveness. Hallelujah. Now, that was something that people were not used to. You know, many people in the Old Testament, when there was judgment pronounced against them, they were not used to just falling down and asking for God's mercy. They would just take it as it is. Whatever God said, that's it. And it will come upon them because they never asked for mercy. All the way from the Garden of Eden, there is no record that Adam and Eve fell on their faces and asked for God's mercy or repented or cried out for his mercy. And as a matter of fact, they ran away from his presence to go and hide. You know, and when the Lord challenged them, one person blamed the other one blamed this one and so forth. Nobody took accountability or asked for forgiveness. But it was just the mercy of God that planned for the Redeemer to come anyway. And on and on and on through the Bible, we see many times God will pronounce judgment against people, but they don't cry unto God. But when they do, see, when they do, there's always mercy. The story of Jonah. God sent him to Nineveh. He didn't want to go initially because of his righteous indignation. He wanted those people to perish. Can you imagine that? A prophet wanting the people to perish. Because those people were real sinners. I mean, those people were some bad blood in there. And Jonah didn't want, he knew that the Lord would have mercy upon them if those people called unto him. But he didn't want that. He wanted them to perish. So then Jonah chapter 4, well, I knew that you are a God of mercy. And I knew that you would change your mind and not destroy these people. Therefore, I ran from your presence. But these people deserve that. Can you imagine? God had to teach him a lesson. But those people did cry out. They put ashes on their head from the top to the bottom, from the king to everybody. And the Lord spared 200,000 or more of them like that. Grace when you've been condemned and rejected. There's a woman in John chapter 8 brought in the middle of adultery. The old said, stone her to death. And they asked Jesus, but what say you? But Jesus offered something new, which they'd never seen before. You must stone her to death. Jesus said, go and sin no more. Now that was something new. Now there must be a new experience in our lives. Even as a group of people, a church or whatever, not where we've been before, not what we've been, even as an individual. As an individual, not what you've already experienced, not where you've already been, but what has never been. Hallelujah. Something that has never been. Something that we have never experienced before. And even redemption when it seems far too late. That was something new. On the cross, with his last dying moment, one of the thieves said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now that was something new. That a thief condemned to die, had already even, you know, been put on the cross, he was dying already, that the Lord will extend something in a moment of time and say, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now that is redemption when it seemed that all was far too late. Show me, Lord, is our prayer today. Things that I cannot explain. Hallelujah. Show me, Lord, what I have never seen before. Told Jeremiah that. Call unto me, I'll do it for you. Show me, Lord, what I cannot see by myself. Take me to the places, Lord, where I have never been. Take me to places where I cannot reach on my own. Take me, Lord, even to the place, a secret place. The Bible says there is a place which no fowl knoweth. Take me to an experience, Lord, that I never had before. Make me into something new that I cannot be on my own. Something I cannot become on my own. The Lord sent Jeremiah to the house of the potter in Jeremiah chapter 18. And he said, "When you get there, I will show you something." And so he went. And when he got there, he found the potter making clay. And the clay that he made, the Bible says, was messed up, was marred or messed up in the hand of the potter. And so he made it again, glory to God, into a new lump, even as he pleased the potter to do it. And the Lord said, "O ye house of Israel, cannot I do with you even as this potter has done with the clay?" Hallelujah. "Can I not make you into something new again?" So today, make me over, Lord. Hallelujah. Make me over into something new. Glory to God. Make me over. Now that's a Holy Ghost makeover. It's a do-over. Messed up, but he made it into something new. Hallelujah. Now let us consider these things and let us pray. We're going to pray, Lord, and say, "I want to experience something new." The Midianites that may be in your life oppressing you, taking that which is yours. The book of Isaiah, chapter 62. The Lord said, "I will no more give thy corn to be meat for your enemies, for the which thou hast labored." Enough of that already. I'm going to cut off those Midianites because you have labored for it. You also will gather it. They that have gathered it, saith the Lord, they shall also eat it in the courts of my holiness. Jeremiah chapter 2. Verses 8 and 9. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his strength, "Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies." Those Midianites, you thresh the corn, they come in there and get it. "No, the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine anymore, for the which thou hast labored. But you who have gathered it shall also eat it and praise the Lord. And you will do it in the courts of my holiness." Hallelujah. Now the Lord says to every one of us today that I will break the Assyrian. Hallelujah. And we need to experience that in our lives. The Lord will break the Assyrian by the anointing. Yeah, the Assyrian is the oppressor. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 25. The Lord said, I will break the Assyrian in my land. I'm going to crush him, you know, from your life. So he will no longer oppress you. Now we need that kind of something new. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts has sworn. Isaiah 14 and 24. Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land. Glory to God. And upon my mountains will I tread him underfoot. And I will cause his yoke to depart from off of you. And his burden shall be taken off of your shoulders. Glory to God. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed it, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? I need something new, Lord. I need a breaking of the power of the Assyrian, the torment and distress brought into my life by the Midianites. I labor, but it seemed like I put in a bag of holes. And the Lord said, you know, enough of that already. Glory to God. You know, I need something new. I need the yoke to be broken from off my neck. And that's a, you know, something we got to come back. You know, the Lord will break the yoke, but then, you know, enough time passes before we forget. I mean, before we know it, enemy put that yoke back again. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord. Isaiah 10 and 27. That the burden of the oppressor shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And I will break his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, something new for us to also experience is divine health. If we have been plagued with sicknesses. Is it possible? Of course. You know, but we have to use wisdom. We taught the wisdom series. And the Lord has given us certain things for our health. You know, the Lord's giving, you know, the trees, the herbs, and so forth. And even the tree of life. He said, the leaves of that tree shall be for the healing of the nations. But the God's intention is for us to be well. The leaves of the tree at the end. Glory to God. Revelation 22 and verse 2. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river shall be the tree of life and shall bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. One for each month of the year. And tremendous power, you know, that God gave. The leaves of it, healing of the nations. It's even God's healing power in some of the things that God created directly himself. Not all this manufactured stuff and processed stuff. But God wants to do something new in our lives. Hallelujah. Rain of miracles for you every day. I play that song at the beginning. You can receive, you know, God is always dishing out. But it's the people that are not receiving. Bring your vessels, not a few. You can receive something new every day. Hallelujah. Every single day, I will do something new. Now, if you can believe it and expect it, trust him for it. You can have it. And it doesn't matter the miracles that we've received. Just like Moses, after he saw all those great acts of the Lord and walks and his ways, and he knew so many things from the Lord, yet he wanted something more. Miracles of yesterday, we thank God for them. And we bless and praise his name. And it gives us confidence to know that he did that then, he can do this now. But we got to have something new. Hallelujah. Now, let's not be like the children of Israel who, when they got to the Red Sea, forgot the power of God that brought them thus far. But when you have those Red Sea moments in 2023, and you will, remember to look for something new. Hallelujah. Something new from the Lord. Now, it had never been heard that the Red Sea was parted and people would go over it on dry land. But God is able to do something new. I want something new in my life today, Lord. Glory to God. There are thousands of promises in this Bible, literally, that we can latch onto every day for something new. As a matter of fact, when we opened this room a few months back, the scripture the Lord gave us then, which I have repeated many times, was Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. Let the Lord do something new in our lives every day. Crank up new fire. Glory to God. Experience something new from the Lord each day. Let us not be complacent. Let us not sit on, you know, rest on our oars, as people say. And let us not, you know, when we taught the wisdom series, I said, look, you'll never be better than you were yesterday if you fail to move beyond your past. That past could even have been some miracles. But you got to experience something new every day. Miracles of yesterday, that's great, Lord. But I want something new today. Hallelujah. Because at the end of the age, the revelation of the glory of the Lord, according to Habakkuk 2 and 14, shall be like the waters cover the seas. So I can always get more. And I want more, Lord. I want more of you. I need a miracle. Now, there are some things last week, I think about this time last week, we did a powerful room and God just moving upon me then. And I prayed for everybody in the room. It was a powerful, powerful room. And I believe the Lord began to do something in your life. And if you experience something since then due to that prayer, you should give a testimony. But I say that you still need something new. Or you may be someone who did not experience anything. Or maybe you missed even the room. Or maybe you say, well, you know, where is my own portion of this blessing? You know, then, you know, you need to cry out for something new. The Father has the capacity to give us something new every day. He can do it. I mean, he's the only one that can give and make a statement like, ask me anything and I can do it. Well, none of us can make that kind of blanket assurance to people, but the Lord can. And he did. And he wants us to take advantage of that. But we must reach out to him for something new every day. In spiritual things, we must have something new. We have experienced encounters. We have experienced visitations. And I've been teaching this, that we now need to experience habitation. We need to move from oscillating back and forth to being in his presence all the time. We've experienced the face-to-face relationship with God, but now we need to experience the oneness with him. I and my Father are one. We've experienced, there's a song we used to sing that says, you know, mercy drops are falling, but for the showers we pray. You've experienced mercy drops, but now we need a deluge. Hallelujah. And I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, even in material things. Glory to God. What we have received from God, there is much more where that came from. If you can only believe, the woman was told, go and borrow vessels, not a few, from your neighbors. And come in, shut it on yourself, and pour out of the pot of oil. And when it's full, set it aside and take the next pot. And it was something new that she'd never experienced before. But I guarantee you, you know, that oil would not have stopped if they kept bringing more pots. The oil only stopped when there was no more container to receive the flowing. And that's the way it is with God. Holy Spirit is the source of everything. And he's always dishing out. And your cup can constantly overflow. And the question is your cup running over? Or has the oil stayed? Don't let the oil stay. Keep believing God. Why stop at 3 when you can have more? Prophet told him, shoot the arrows. You know, told the king of Israel. And they had the Syrians on their back. But he only shot the arrows 3 times and he stopped. And the prophet was wrath and said, why did you stop at 3? You could have shot 5 or 6 or 7 or more times, and then the Lord would have vanquished your enemies. Why did you stop at 3? Don't stop when you are on a roll with God. Keep getting more. Hallelujah. And experience something new. We've prophesied in this room that this year and other places are, you know, that look, God's going to give you a song this year that says, what I waited for has come to pass. Glory to God. You know, I want to hear your testimony of something new that God is doing in your life. And I also want to hear what you want God to do that is new in your life. And so right now I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that has listened in this morning. We need something new. We need to experience something new, Lord. And there may be someone listening in that feels condemned. Grace from the Lord. When you feel condemned. Forgiveness from the Lord when no one else would forgive you. That's something new. May you experience that today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said, go forward. Don't just stand in one place and cry unto me. And so, Lord, for those that are in the room today, whatever it is that we are trusting and believing God for, or perhaps not trusting, but just hoping. Well, I challenge you today, let that hope change to faith and expectation. And believe God and begin to trust him. And wait for his salvation. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move upon your people today. Do something new in our lives. Let us experience even your presence in something, in a measure that is new. Right now, it's in, you know, we have a measure. May we experience it in a different measure. Something new every day. Hallelujah. And may the Lord God Almighty, according to the book of Psalms 90, I release this over you today in the name of Jesus. I release this Psalm 90 over you today that you may receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Psalm 90 and verse 14. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, or we've been afflicted, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Turn things around, O Lord. Give us something new. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and their glory unto their children. Lord, let your work appear unto me, and thy glory to my children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And let the Lord be a crown of our glory. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 9. I'm just releasing, you know, a few promises over you today. Glory to God. And it shall be said in that day, such as today, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. May you be glad today and rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord in whatever it is that you are facing, whatever situation you are confronted with, may you be glad even today and rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for everyone listening in. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. And that's it for today. A short room from my side. I want to hear from you. If you have a testimony since last week that we prayed a powerful ministration room in this room for everyone, I want to hear. And if there is something new that you are believing God for today too, I want to hear. Let's hear. And let's believe the Lord together. God is our rock. The Lord is our stay. Hallelujah. And the Lord is our glory and the lifter up of our head. Praise God. Well, you know, right away, I want to give a testimony of something that we have waited for. Some of you may know this who will be celebrating with us today. We waited for this for many years. But we're celebrating it today nonetheless. Hallelujah. You know, and it's my daughter. We're celebrating her completion of her PhD program today. And it's been many years in the making. There were times when she thought she would give up. But what we waited for has come to pass. And we're celebrating today. Today and tomorrow, actually, we're celebrating. And may the joy of celebration and the joy of merriment and the joy of them that shall say, praise the Lord, not cease from your homes. Somebody say amen to that. Joy and celebration will not cease from your homes.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be celebrating with you.
Amen.
This year.
Amen.
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 Everywhere you Glory. Turn.
Yes, Lord.
There's going to be celebrations.
Amen, sir.
We are having some celebration today.
Thank you, Lord.
May you also celebrate.
Amen.
And people celebrate you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will line them up to even celebrate you.
Amen.
This is the year that you will emerge.
Amen.
And God will cause celebrations. The voice of merriment, the voice of them that shall say praise the Lord, and the voice of gladness shall never depart from your house in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For ye shall go out with joy.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
With peace.
Amen.
The mountains and the hills this year shall break forth before you into singing.
Amen.
And all Amen. The trees of the field shall clap their hands for you this year.
Amen.
Celebrations. Isaiah 55. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There will be celebrations for you according to Isaiah 55 and verse 12. People will be Amen. Clapping their hands. The trees of Hallelujah. The field sent people. They will Amen. Clap their hands for you this year. Glory
Amen.
To God. Rain
Amen.
Of miracles are falling upon you. The lights are falling upon you in pleasant places.
Amen. Thank you,
and
Lord.
You receive
Amen.
Them. Even this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open your mouth wide, the Lord says.
So take it by that here, Lord. Thank
Open
you, Lord.
Open your mouth wide.
Masa toba that here, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. Amen.
And your name, the name of the Lord, there is a name that the name the Lord put upon you. He's swapping out your name this year.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
Hallelujah. Lord. Amen.
God is swapping out your name this year.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This year, glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God. You
yes,
will
Lord.
No
yes,
more
Lord.
Be called forsaken.
Forsaken.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
and
to
will
God.
You will no more be called yes. desolate. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Amen.
But this year,
yes,
you
Lord.
Will be called Hezbollah.
Hezbollah. Amen.
Amen. Because Amen. God has chosen you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Amen. Lord has chosen you to bring joy and salvation into your life. And
Amen.
This year, we have waited Amen. For him. And here it is. Oh, we will be glory. Glad. And we will
rejoice. Amen. Thank
no
you, Daddy God.
For
Hallelujah.
Be called sought out. Sought
Amen.
Out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Seek out this year. Glory.
Amen. Glory to Amen. God in the heights.
Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
We are grateful, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, that's my portion today. Let me hear your portion. Glory to God.